This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yesterday afternoon, the White House said no thank you very much to a deal that would have seen an American semiconductor company get bought up by a state-owned Chinese venture capital firm, Lattice. Semiconductor is the American firm. National security risk was the reason given. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what happens when geopolitics and cross-border business can't quite coexist.
When a foreign company wants to invest in an American firm, it's about more than money. If there's anything that might possibly involve national security, companies need sign-off from a multi-agency body, the Committee on Foreign Investment. And the risks it's looking for are always changing.
As information technology sort of permeates through more and more industries than it used to, I think the potential for national security concerns arises.
Matt Slaughter is the dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. He says take cars, for example.
The amount of computing power in a typical automobile is so great that you can start to ask questions that weren't conceivable in the past, like, could some foreign power somehow nefariously program problems into all of the automobile fleets in America?
Semiconductors have long been in the extra scrutiny category. What's new, says Daniel Rosen with the Rhodium Group, is who's trying to buy them.
Chinese firms are targeting much more sophisticated, high-tech, potentially national security relevant targets than they used to. Just 5 years ago, Chinese firms were nowhere near ready to try to undertake an acquisition or an investment of this sort.
Until recently, the committee reviewed only a handful of cases from China each year, says Howard Schatz, a senior economist with the RAND Corporation.
2012 through 2014, there were more than 20 cases each year from China. And China was the leading country.
But that's not necessarily a sign of fraught relations. It's the byproduct of more business and more technology flowing across borders. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.